Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Bill Tai, the CEO and chairman for Cougar Oil & Gas Canada. The company trades on the bulletin board, and their ticker symbol is COUGF. Thanks for joining us today, Bill.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Cougar for some of our listeners that may be new to your story.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Cougar started a little over a year and a half ago. We're based in north central Alberta, light sweet crude production. We started by acquiring some of the properties in the Peerless Trout area from a couple existing operators who had just been depleting the reserves and not reinvesting capital. And we started out with a group of properties with about 80 barrels a day of production at the time of takeover. And through careful application of capital, we've increased that to about 230 barrels a day, capital and cash flow, and have created a very solid foundation to build from. In parallel with that, we've acquired a substantial block of land in the area that we can grow from, and all of that is again based on that foundation of a lot of existing wells, batteries, and pipelines, infrastructure that makes the development relatively cheap for us to move forward. Metrics are really good. Cash flow is net positive at this time, making around $50 to $60 net per barrel before royalties, F&D costs in the $8 range. Again, a really solid metrics, light sweet crude, very large contiguous land base to build from, and a lot of opportunities to grow the company.
Certainly, and so yeah, bring us up to speed on the 3D seismic program at Trout Core.
We bought some 3D seismic in September of 2010 over top of our existing properties and wells. We've done a lot of detailed analysis on that, and based on that, we're extrapolating over the land that we bought in July a much larger 3D seismic program that will be done this winter. About 9 square kilometers of 3D seismic will be done in the late February, early March timeline. It will give us the information needed for our drilling program next winter, late fall next winter.
Well, good. And you also have a light oil play at Keg River. Can you update us on that?
That light oil play, it's a Keg River light oil play in Trout, Trout area, Peerless Lake area. It's coincidental with our main operations. So it's what I described before in the current production.
Certainly, and so talk a little bit about some of the trends right now in the sector, Bill, and how well-positioned you believe that the Cougar is to capitalize on them.
Well, certainly light sweet oil is far more advantageous than natural gas production, getting around 20 times the value on a gigajoule basis. A very large contiguous land base that we have means we have a lot of opportunities to grow without having to acquire any more land. The infrastructure that we have, we have an engineering evaluation that estimates around $50 million in replacement costs to all the land, batteries, pipelines, facilities that we bought last year. That allows us to lever up or explore much cheaper than a lot of our competitors, as well as because we own the roads and pipelines, that forms a barrier for competition to come in. Anybody trying to compete in the area is going to have to either leapfrog over top of us and spend a lot more money than we will to explore, or they're going to have to come through us to produce their production. So it we've effectively locked up a major portion of this area and thus preventing competition. So it's multiple areas to grow, low-cost, low-risk development work, as well as exploration with a lot more upside on the new lands we acquired.
Great. And so what else would you say makes Cougar Oil and Gas Canada unique from some of your competitors and some of the other players in the sector?
We've got an experienced management team to explore this. We've had results in past. We've got we're a very cost-effective team, low on G&A. With as we've demonstrated in the last year, we've taken reinvested cash flow and we've added production at the rate of $10,000 a flowing barrel, which is far, far below the M&A costs that a lot of other companies are paying. So we've got the people, we've got the land, we have the opportunity.
Great. And perhaps you can walk us through your background experience there, Bill, and talk a little bit about the management team.
Myself, I've got 30-plus years in the industry, majority of it in Western Canada, progressive management experience right from the fields through to head office. Also, 5 years in overseas in Indonesia, with started with Devon and ultimately ended up being working for PetroChina as a manager, operations manager for a very large sour gas plant in Sumatra, then came back to start Kodiak and then Cougar Energy. Glenn Watt, our operations manager, president, COO, about 20 years in the industry, drilling superintendent for one of the large energy trusts, has the expertise and the skills and to manage this exploration and operations program. Stephen Peter, our VP of exploration, very, very intimate with this property. He came to us with prior experience on this area and has totally immersed himself in this opportunity and sees a lot of upside in a lot of different directions. Dave Wilson, our CFO, long history of financial reporting and disclosure, as well as been part of several companies that have started, grown, and ultimately were bought out and grew into other companies.
So. Great. And what are some of the goals and objectives that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
We've made an application for New York Stock Exchange Amex. We'll work very hard to attain that listing early in the new year, we hope. And on the field side, we've just finished most of the field consultation processes for a three-well drilling program. We're licensing those wells right now. As soon as financing is sewed up, we'll be in the out there spudding those wells. Hopefully, by early March, we'll have those results and have that increased production, as well as the 3D seismic program we talked about just recently, should be well on way by February. And with the results of that 3D program, the results of the drilling program, we believe we'll be ready to license another 10 to 15 wells for August through December next this fall or into next winter, and a very rapid growth profile, you know, one of those hockey stick type growth profiles that should be starting to show the upper ends of that in late 2011.
Good. And so when it comes to investors and the financial community, as you, like you said, are looking to upgrade on the New York Stock Exchange Amex, do you believe that the Cougar Oil and Gas Canada story your message, Bill, and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
I think we've got a lot of work ahead of us to raise investor awareness. We're going to be going to investor conferences regularly, road shows. As we go on to the hope for Amex listing, we're going to have to continue that work. It's not something that just happens by default. We intend on doing monthly road shows. The management group is budgeted for that and is committed to that, just to raise that investor awareness.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Bill Tai, the CEO and chairman for Cougar Oil & Gas Canada. The company currently trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is COUGF. It is currently trading at $3 a share. The market cap is north of $185 million. And we were just discussing the operations update for the company. And so before we conclude, Bill, to recap your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider Cougar as a good long-term investment opportunity?
We've got a large contiguous land base with light sweet crude. They're getting great netbacks. We've got a great opportunity to grow this company, not through just low-risk development work, step-outs, and et cetera, but also new exploration. There's a lot of land available in the area, and with our expertise, our very concentrated core of infrastructure, we have a chance to move this company a long ways ahead for the next 2 to 5 years.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Bill, and update our investors on Cougar Oil & Gas Canada.
Yep. Thank you to everybody who's listening.